Sons of Saturn. This is what I'm going to sing. Sons of Saturn. This is what I'm going to sing. I feel the blues are coming. I wonder what the blues will bring. Drowsy, syncopated tune, rocking back and forth to a mellow croon. I heard a Negro play. Down on Lenox Avenue the other night, by the pale, dull pallor of a one-bulb light, he did a lazy sway. He did a lazy sway to the tune of those weary blues. With his ebony hands on each ivory key, he made that poor piano moan with melody. Oh, blues. Swaying to and fro on his rickety stool, he played that sad, raggy tune like a musical fool. Sweet blues, coming from a black man's soul. Oh, blues. Deep song voice with a melancholy tone. I heard that Negro sing, that old piano moan. Ain't got nobody in all this world. Ain't got nobody but myself. I was going to quit my frowning and put my troubles on the shelf. Thump, 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 when he's put on the floor. He played a few chords, then he sang some more. I got the weary blues, I can't be satisfied. Got the weary blues, I can't be satisfied. I ain't happy no more, and I wish that I had died. Far into the night, he crooned that tune. The stars went out, and so did the moon. The singer stopped playing and went to bed, while the weary blues echoed through his head. He slept like a rock or a man that's dead.
Well, when you listen to Langston Hughes, I've Known Rivers, and you look at the rivers that may be around in your neighborhood, you know, he's known some rivers that are way beyond and way different than what we have experienced. But he's bridged the way for us to experience life differently and to negotiate its rivers more powerfully. Bridging the stylized poetry era was emphatic, often explicit. Jazz poetry backing Black Power movement sentiments. One of the most prolific people within the Black Power poetry movement was Emery Baraka. We're going to hear his poem now. What can it be?
Whoa, what can it be? Whoa, what can it be? What can it be? Whoa, 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 be, what can it be? Yo. What can it be? What can it be? Whoa, 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 be. What can it be? Oh, that's holding me. What can it be that's holding me, holding me from getting free? Oh, whoa, 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 do you know? If you do, tell me. Tell me. Oh, whoa, you don't know. Maybe it's just we always talking. Me. When it's we, it's that me that's holding we. It's that me that's holding we. We need to hook all them me's together. We need to hook all them me's, all them bad me's together. All them bad me's together. and Methodists and Panthers and Nationalists and Jitterbugs and Pimps and hooked up sweet flesh mamas, all us, y'all them inside ourselves need to get on outside ourselves. All them me's, all them me's, all them me's. All them me's need to hook up into a big wee. Yeah, all them me's need to hook up into a big wee, a big wee. A big, 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 black, black wee. All them big, black, bad, bad me's need to hook up. Need to hook up. Need to hook up. Hook up, hook up. In a bad black wee. Yeah, in a bad black wee. A bad, bad, a black wee. Yeah, a bad wee. Yeah, yeah. A bad wee. Yeah, yeah. A bad, bad wee. See? A bad, 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 bad. A bad, bad wee. See? Yeah, a wee. A bad black devil jamming wee. Yeah.
Have you enjoyed this? Have you enjoyed this transition that includes hip-hop? We are hearing now from someone who's blazed new trails as an actress, producer, and investor in Black expressive arts. That's none other than the Queen, Queen Latifah, with some specific expectations on how she wants to be addressed.
I hear a brother call a girl a bitch or a hoe, trying to make a sister feel low. You know all of that got to go. Now everybody knows there's exceptions to this rule. I don't be getting mad when we playing, it's cool. But don't you be calling me out my name. I bring breath to those who disrespect me like a dame. That's why I'm talking. One day I was walking down a block, I had my cut off shorts on right, cause it was crazy hot. I walked past these dudes when they passed me. One of them felt my booty, he was nasty. Yeah. I turned around red, somebody was catching the rat. Then the little one said,
yeah, me, bitch.
And laughed. Since he was with his boys, he tried to break fly. I punched him dead in his eyes.
Who you calling a bitch?
Take it out on me, but that's about enough. You put your hands on me again, I put your ass in handcuffs. I guess I fell so deep in love, I grew dependency. I was too blind to see just how it was affecting me. All that I knew is you was all the man I had. And I was scared to let you go, even though you treated me bad. But I don't wanna see my kids see me getting beat down by daddy smacking mommy all around. You say I'm nothing without you, but I'm nothing with you. A man don't really love you if he hits you. Yeah. This is my notice to the zoo, I'm not taking it no more. I'm not your personal whore, that's not what I'm here for. Ain't nothing good gonna come to you till you do right by me. Brother, you ain't sitting in the bitch.
You and I.
Now that you saw Apache's video, I saw you wildin', acting like a fool. I peeped you out the window, jumping girls after school. But where did all of this come from? A minute ago, you wasn't heard, and nobody ever heard of you. Now you a wannabe. You barely know your ABC. Please. There's plenty of people out there with triggers ready to pull it. Why you trying to jump in front of the bullet? Young lady. And real bad girls are the silent type.
Yeah.
Ain't none of this
worth getting your face sliced. Cause that's what happened to your homegirl, right? Walking with no wife. She got to wear that for life. Who you calling a bitch?
This is Charlotte Fell, your own Sister C, here at the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby, CJSF.ca, streaming worldwide. I hope you have enjoyed your hour with us as we've gone through the eras from, we've been from the 30s to the 24s. We began by acknowledging the first African-American to win a Nobel Prize for her book about an ordinary girl in an ordinary neighborhood in South Central Chicago. We're ending with an excerpt by the youngest poet to present a poem at a presidential inauguration.
Mr. President, Dr. Biden, Madam Vice President, Mr. Emhoff, Americans and the world. When day comes, we ask ourselves, where can we find light in this never-ending shade? The loss we carry, a sea we must wade. We've braved the belly of the beast. We've learned that quiet isn't always peace. In the norms and notions of what just is, isn't always just is. And yet the dawn is ours before we knew it. Somehow we do it. Somehow we've weathered and witnessed a nation that isn't broken, but simply unfinished. We, the successors of a country and a time where a skinny black girl descended from slaves and raised by a single mother, can dream of becoming president only to find herself reciting for one. And yes, we are far from polished, far from pristine, but that doesn't mean we are striving to form a union that is perfect. We are striving to forge our union with purpose, to compose a country committed to all cultures, colors, characters, and conditions of man. And so we lift our gazes not to what stands between us, but what stands before us. We close the divide because we know to put our future first. We must first put our differences aside. We lay down our arms so we can reach out our arms to one another. We seek harm to none and harmony for all. Let the globe, if nothing else, say this is true. That even as we grieved, we grew. That even as we hurt, we hoped. That even as we tired, we tried. That we'll forever be tied together, victorious. Not because we will never again know defeat, but because we will never again sow division. Scripture tells us to envision that everyone shall sit under their own vine and fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid. If we're to live up to our own time, then victory won't lie in the blade, but in all the bridges we've made. That is the promised glade, the hill we climb, if only we dare it, because being American is more than a pride we inherit. It's the past we step into and how we repair it. We've seen a force that would shatter our nation rather than share it, would destroy our country if it meant delaying democracy. And this effort very nearly succeeded. But while democracy can be periodically delayed, it can never be permanently defeated. In this truth, in this faith we trust, for while we have our eyes on the future, history has its eyes on us. This is the era of just redemption. We feared it at its inception. We did not feel prepared to be the heirs of such a terrifying hour, but within it we found the power to author a new chapter, to offer hope and laughter to ourselves. So while once we asked, how could we possibly prevail over catastrophe? Now we assert, how could catastrophe possibly prevail over us? We will not march back to what was, but move to what shall be, a country that is bruised but whole, benevolent but bold, fierce and free. We will not be turned around or interrupted by intimidation, because we know our inaction and inertia will be the inheritance of the next generation. Our blunders become their burdens. But one thing is certain. If we merge mercy with might and might with right, then love becomes our legacy and change our children's birthright. So let us leave behind a country better than the one we were left. With every breath from my bronze pounded chest, we will raise this wounded world into a wondrous one. We will rise from the gold-limbed hills of the West. We will rise from the windswept Northeast where our forefathers first realized revolution. We will rise from the lake-rimmed cities of the Midwestern states. We will rise from the sun-baked South. We will rebuild, reconcile, and recover in every known nook of our nation, in every corner called our country. Our people, diverse and beautiful, will emerge battered and beautiful. When day comes, we step out of the shade, aflame and unafraid. The new dawn blooms as we free it. For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it.
Performing with her voice as her powerful instrument, we will hear Amanda S. C. Gordon, the first person to be named National Youth Poet Laureate. Similar to other poets across this historical time, her work focuses upon race, marginalization, feminism, as well as concerns across the African diaspora. What about you? What ways do you feel encouraged to share information about this frequently overlooked contribution to human history? Do you feel moved to let poetry and music move you through writing something that makes this this planet, our planet, a more pleasant place? Do you feel like writing something that helps people expand their thinking and to think, what can we do globally? What can we do to stop the shutting down or holding back of information and accolades by one group of people just for selfish gain? Help us in each of our ways that we describe ourselves to be more open to seeing that at the heart, we're all people. At the heart, we have an opportunity from our heart to bring out poems that encourage, that lift, that inspire, that incite laughter, like me laughing at myself when I get stuck on some words, and that revel in enjoying their voice like an instrument and encouraging and making other people feel like, you know, you don't always have to have a drum. You can be the drum. So I look forward to hearing what you thought about this program. I am Charlotte Sista C. Farrell, CJSF host of the SULUAU Sulua Show. And, you know, I come on at 10 every Friday, but when people ask me what time it is, you know what I say. I say it is always love time, poem time.
Love time, poem time. Love time, poem time. Love time, poem time. Time for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time. Time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time. Time for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and love time, poem time, time for poems, poets and singers, time to untie all life's ringers, poem time, love time, time for you to reveal to me, unravel all your mystery, time for joy and utter grace. Rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words. Place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time, love time. Love time, poem time, times for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time, time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time, times for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time, poem time, love time. Time for poems, poets, singers, time to untie all life's ringers. Time for you to reveal to me, unravel all your mystery. Time for joy and utter grace, rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words, place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time, poem time, love time, love time, poem time, poem time.
CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU Burnaby.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalist Witch, renowned soundscape composer Laurel Halo, British electronic producer Forest Swords, eminent post-punk three-piece Wombo, Philadelphia hardcore punk group Soul Glow, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com. No matter